Well, that's a tough one to swallow there. Congratulations to the Steelers. You know, they're playing really well, obviously. They played well again tonight. You know, just can't say enough about our football team coming in here. I mean, they're doing all the right things. They're working their ass off, and the preparation was excellent all the way up to the final moment. And, you know, the focus of how we wanted to play the game, we hit the target there. The ability to get the takeaways, I thought it was very big for our defense. I thought we did a lot of good things in all three phases. But, you know, we were one play short tonight. So, you know, just a heck of an effort by Pittsburgh. But, you know, offensively, you know, we hit the big plays. We were able to stay balanced, took care of the football. That was a focus coming in here, breaking tackles. And we had the opportunities to do that. Defensively, we wanted to take away battle clearly, but I thought that, you know, we had too many missed tackles. It was probably the one negative in special teams. You know, some tough penalties at the end, but our guys battled. They fought. Fully confident to come in here and get this win tonight. We were short there. So that's where we are. We're at six losses. We clearly understand where we are in the season. So we need to get back late tonight and get things cleaned up tomorrow and get on to Tampa Bay. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Where were you, Mike, in your last possession between using the clock, not using the clock, and what you wanted to accomplish there?
Well, our last series, clearly we were in a two-minute mode. You know, the sack, the helmet-to-helmet hit on the first down was a, you know, kind of set things back. You can see we were late getting the second play in, and then when we got the third long, I obviously played it. You know, I played for overtime. So I thought we were able to flip the field position, you know, with 17 seconds left there. And, you know, they made a big play there on their boundary. So, and they, you know, made the 52-yard field goal. So that's what happened.
It comes down to a couple of young guys, whether it's Hundley snapping the ball with a bunch of time still left on the play clock or Jamal Williams running out of bounds. Those are young guys making, you know, errors of time management.
Well, the fact of the matter, it's not an error. I mean, you got to put in all the factors of what happened. Because number one, when we took the field of that series, we were in a 2-minute mode, and so forth. But there was a hit on the first play. I mean, we all recognized it. You know, the quarterback wasn't checked. The play entry wasn't in a timely fashion. It normally would be in on a second down of a 2-minute drill. I think that was clearly evident. Just look at the clock. And so with that, communication. Jamal didn't know we were out of the 2-minute mode. So, you know, and obviously you can see the call on third down. So it's football. It happens. You know, it's, hey, I don't want to see officials, you know, make calls at the fourth quarter of a game. It happens sometimes. You know, it happened tonight. But that's the reality of what happened. No excuses. That's where we were. So.
Placed in the 2-minute mode after the hit on Hundley? Are you saying the officials didn't set the ball?
No. I said the play entry from the boundary went in late because I thought there was a helmet-to-helmet hit on Brett Hundley. So, I mean, obviously check to see if your quarterback's okay. It's a natural reaction in the flow of a game. So, and it may affect how you're going to call the second play, too. So, so that's what happened as far as Jamal. You know, so I don't fault Jamal for not going out of bounds, on the second down.
What did you see from Brett on the drive, that the 12th play, 77 yards to tie it up? I mean, fourth quarter, I had a fourth down throw to Adams to keep the drive alive. I mean,
a lot of great things there. I mean, a lot of little things. You know, just as far as the timeout, the conversation on the boundary, the, you know, the communication going into that. Those are all the steps that you look for in your young quarterback. I thought he did an excellent job in key spots, and that's a great illustration. You know, he really trusted Devontae on the route. You know, he had an option route there, and, you know, you don't have a lot of reps in that particular route, and just good football. You know, I thought he did a heck of a job tonight.
When you called for Mason to kick the 57-yarder, were you aware that that would be the longest field goal ever made in this building?
Nah, you know, I don't know if you've ever called plays. You got 40 seconds on the clock, so you don't get time to check records. But you know, it's really you go off your pregame. You know, we had a mark, you know, for going north and going south. So that was right on the fringe, and you know, and I obviously have a lot of faith and trust in Mason.
Were you playing it aggressive there? I mean, as you look at it,
we knew we needed points. I mean, it was. you look at the flow of the game, you know, you look at the time of possession. I mean, those are the things you're thinking about all during the course of the game. So how long has your defense been on the field? And so, yeah, I don't have any – that's the right decision.
How did Jason Spriggs hold up tonight?
I mean, I haven't watched it. I mean, there's some things that obviously he did very good, and there's some things that we got to correct. So we had two mental errors there in the first, I think, quarter on a particularly run that that he was part of. But, you know, you work through that. And so I don't have evaluation for you.
How do you think you're going to react as a team to this moving forward to this game?
I mean, look the way, you know, you perceive this going into the game. So, you know, I think the way we reacted tonight is the way we'll react tomorrow. I mean, this team's got great fight. They work hard. Workload is capacity is very high. Young guys are playing a lot, but we need to win. We got six losses now, so it's about beating Tampa Bay.
Mike, Jamal Williams, just talk about his effort, both run and pass game, got a lot of yards, a lot of production.
Yeah, I haven't seen the stats yet, but he was obviously a feature player today. Wanted to be balanced in the run and pass, keep the sticks and favorable down distance, and I thought he played very well.
Two more, please.
What did you think the best thing Hunley did today was, just overall?
Just didn't take any chances. You know, I mean, he's, you know, they're different defensively. They heated it up on us. We didn't handle very well. I don't know, probably about two or three plays. So you look at the decisions, and he'll learn from that. But I thought he did a really good job of, you know, running the offense, and just a recognition of, you know, growing as a play caller and quarterback. You know, what when you call things, why you're calling it specifically, how the thing adjusts based on how they play. So just normal growth pattern of a quarterback in this league. I thought I took a huge step.